Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Robert Frei, who's an economist with DuPont. As many people know, DuPont is responsible for Sorona fiber in the flooring industry. Robert, how you doing?
Fine, Kemp. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you. I know a lot of my audience is curious, especially in the current volatility we're seeing based on the stock market going up and down, you know, exactly where the economy stands. Based on your research, how have you guys reacted to this current situation?
Well, we were looking for the economy to slow in the second half of the year, but what happened was it really slowed in the first half. You had some bad weather in the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, you had auto production held back because of part shortages coming out of Japan that resulted from the earthquake and tsunami back in March. So you really got the slow growth in the first half. We were looking for a bit of a rebound in the third quarter, mostly due to auto production coming back online. And we're still going to get a little of that, but it's not going to be as much as we thought. And then it's going to slow again in the fourth quarter and into the first quarter of 2012.
You know, a lot of people are talking about this cursed potential for a double dip. What is your take on that?
When we talked about this last week in the office, we put the probability of a recession at 30%. Given what's happened in the stock market this week, it's probably getting close to 40%. It's still not our base case forecast, but it's certainly a risk that has to be taken into account.
Most of our audience is tuned in to flooring sales. There's a lot of factors involved with flooring sales. One of them certainly is consumer sentiment. A lot of this economy is driven by consumerism or the fact that the consumer goes out and buys things. So is that going to be one of the factors that may put us in a negative situation?
Yeah. Now, historically, there's not a tremendously strong correlation between consumer sentiment or consumer confidence and consumer spending. But you got to think that with consumer sentiment dropping the way it has lately, that it's going to weigh on consumer spending. Really, what we're seeing now is a loss of confidence, I think, in government more than anything, both government in Washington because of the debate on the debt ceiling and the governments in Europe dealing with the sovereign debt crises in Europe.
As we tune in a little bit more closely to flooring, which pivots off of home sales and it pivots on remodeling investments on the residential side, on the commercial side, I think it pivots more on corporate profits. What do you think will happen in those two sectors, the commercial and residential building market?
Oh, residential is just sort of crawling along the bottom. It never really has recovered from the recession, so it's sort of stuck in a rut there. And not a whole lot of signs of upward motion there. As far as the corporate side, corporate profits are still very strong, but the mystery in this recession is what do you have to do to get the corporations to spend that cash, because they really lack confidence or at least lack certainty about the future. And because of that, they've been very reluctant to spend the cash that they have.
This recent move by Bernanke to say that we're not going to raise interest rates until 2013, do you think that will help at all?
I have a problem with telling people how long you're going to keep rates low, because there are some people who will put it off and put it off until they think rates are going to go higher, and then they're going to borrow and they're going to try to borrow right before rates go up. So in a sense, what the Fed has done is given people permission to wait 2 years before they borrow to buy a house or borrow to buy a car or something else. So I know he's trying to do this to help the economy, but I think in some perverse way it actually holds it back because it takes away this sense of urgency. I think he should really be telling people we're going to keep rates low as long as we need to, but eventually they're going to go up. They're going to go up quickly without a lot of warning. So take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to borrow these rates before they go away.
Another one of the issues that's out there right now has been the uncertainty of knowing exactly, you know, corporations, their planning cycle, and I'm sure you understand this working for DuPont, the planning cycle is usually beyond a two-year window. And so a lot of companies don't really know exactly where they stand and are holding back on investments. Do you think that's a factor?
I think that's part of it. There's uncertainty about economic growth. There's uncertainty about tax policies, uncertainty about regulations. and it's very difficult to make long-term decisions about the future when you don't know what kind of environment you're going to be operating in the future. So I think that's part of it. Part of it's uncertainty, and part of it is the policies just are not very supportive of economic growth right now.
All right, so people don't listen to this and then want to go out and heavily medicate or slit their wrist or something. Is there anything positive looking forward?
Well, I said the probability of a recession was about 40%. The probability of not having a recession is probably 60%. If you look at the leading indicators, look at the fundamentals, they don't point to a recession. They point to slow growth. Now, one of the things economists have been saying ever since the financial crisis began is that the recovery from a recession caused by a financial crisis is slower than a normal recovery. And they've also pointed out that when the debt-to-GDP ratio gets above a certain threshold, growth slows. Well, you take those things into account, the long-term growth rate in the economy has slowed. Now, that doesn't mean it's negative. It doesn't mean we're destined to have another recession. But it does mean that where a few years ago we thought potential growth in the U.S. economy was a little above 3%, it's probably in the 2 to 2.5% range right now. And I think markets are having a hard time grasping that. They're not accepting this slow growth, tough slog kind of environment. And they think if we're not going to get a strong recovery, therefore we're going to get a recession. So they're looking at the extremes because they just can't accept the boring kind of trend that we're looking at.
And actually, while our house here in the U.S. has got its issues, as we talked about before, you know, talk about the issues in Washington, but if you look at Europe, the more serious issues are probably over there, aren't they?
Well, Europe's a very mixed bag. Most of the time we can talk about Europe and aggregate the data. That's not true right now. You've got a few countries, Germany, Poland, Sweden, export powers, doing very well, at least until recently. Things seem to be slowing in Germany now. You've got the European periphery, Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, where they either never got out of the recession or they're back in a recession or they're just stumbling along very close to a recession. And then in between you have France and the UK, which are in between both geographically and economically. So you've got some countries that have very bad fiscal situation, Greece being the most prominent example, but also Portugal and Ireland, to a lesser extent Spain and Italy. But then you have some other countries that are in much better shape, so you can't lump them all together and just call it Europe.
Well, Robert, I appreciate you spending time with us again. I just wanted to get an economist's perspective, and I know that you're one that does keep your finger on the pulse of a lot of things that we need to be watching. Again, we've been talking to Robert Fry, an economist with DuPont, who is responsible for Sorona carpet fiber in our industry, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.